Millions of Americans are unpaid caregivers for loved ones with serious illnesses or dementia. It's rewarding but often very challenging work, especially for people juggling full-time jobs and other responsibilities. WHYY's Nicole Leonard has this profile of a local medical student who is navigating the unique demands of caring for her mother with dementia.
Hannah Clark reaches into her backpack and pulls out two ID badges for Einstein Medical Center in Philadelphia. One has her name and picture on it. The other has the name and picture for her mother, Dr. Claudine Clark.
I like found this in her things when my brother and I were like moving her out of our home. I kept it because it's very special to me. And now I'm like, as I'm going around the halls in the hospital, I'm like, oh my goodness. She literally was like doing rounds on these same floors I'm currently doing rounds on.
Hannah's mother is one reason why she felt inspired to also go into medicine. As a child, Hannah remembers hearing about her mother's work at the hospital, where she specialized in geriatrics.
That meant I grew up around elderly people a lot, because on weekends sometimes when she'd do rounds in the nursing home, I'd go with her and meet her patients.
Hannah says her mom was extremely intelligent and had a gift with words.
She was like so good at Scrabble. It was impossible to beat her at Scrabble. And she would play Scrabble like pretty much every night. And her friends would be like, you know, Claudine, you're still playing Scrabble. And she'd be like, it's so I don't get dementia when I'm older. And she'd say that, you know, and now I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, like, wow, the universe is so cruel.
Cruel because at 56 years old, Claudine was diagnosed with frontotemporal dementia. It's a rare progressive brain disorder that affects thinking and planning, personality, language, and memory. Leading up to an official diagnosis, Hannah and her brother knew there was something wrong. Their mother suddenly had trouble managing her money and began stumbling over her words.
That moment started a grief process. That was not just the grief in that moment and the grief the day after and the day after, but also the grief of the previous 2 years of changes all catching up to me. Because I'm like, oh, I actually have to grieve all of those versions of my mom because that's never coming back.
Caring for Claudine fell solely on Hannah and her brother, both in their 20s. They took turns having their mother live with them, her brother in Philadelphia and Hannah in Ohio, where she shared an apartment with roommates for the first 2 years of medical school.
I look upon it pretty fondly because I got to spend time with my mom, which is all I wanted.
But as their mother's disease progressed, she went into a nursing home in Philadelphia. That was when Hannah decided to transfer to Thomas Jefferson University's Sidney Kimmel Medical College to be closer to home. She and her brother share caregiving responsibilities. When she's not doing clinical rounds, Hannah is with her mother about 10 to 20 hours a week.
I'm more the boots on the ground, like making sure her laundry's done, making sure her hygiene's taken care of, all of those sorts of things.
Her mother, Claudine, has lost most of her ability to speak words and verbally communicate, but she can still sing.
How long shall they fill our prophets while we stand aside and look?
It's a unique quirk of her type of dementia. Hannah recently recorded Claudine singing one of her favorite songs, Bob Marley's Redemption Song.
Won't you help to sing these songs of freedom? All I ever had, redemption song.
She's not able to like talk and converse, but you know, it's her way of like showing, hey, I can still interact with you in my own unique way.
But in between these lighthearted moments, Hannah says there is a constant feeling of grief as she and her brother figure out how to be young caregivers. It's an experience only shared by a small group of people. Hannah says finding other young adults like her who are caring for parents with frontotemporal dementia has brought her some comfort.
We are young, we are 20-somethings, our parents are different than who they were when they raised us, and now we're taking care of them, and there's a certain solidarity that we can all have.
Hannah knows she and her brother are at a higher risk of someday developing dementia themselves because of their mother's disease. It doesn't scare her, she says, but it has changed the way she wants to live the rest of her life, however long that might be.
I'm like going to live my life with an intentionality that maybe I wouldn't have had before. Like, I am not going to spend a whole lot of time in spaces or doing things that I don't necessarily want to do, like, long term.
Hannah doesn't know yet what exact twists and turns her mother's disease will take next, or how her medical career will turn out. But she says being here and creating moments with her mother will always be a gift. Nicole Leonard, WHYY News.
These songs of freedom